Never been easier to convert to a lower mortgage rate and automatically lower your monthly payment.
Get a lower house payment, consolidate your debts, pay off those credit cards. Don't wait. Lock in 2.5% today. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Call us today and ask for a free payment calculation.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.187, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Deer season's ending soon, and so are these great deals. Get 0% financing right now on select new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Hurry in before these incredible deer season deals disappear. Offer ends July 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit McLean Implement in Albion, Flora, Benton, Norris City, or Wayne City. Or online at McLeanIMP.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your boat.
Hey, Skipper. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since GEICO helped you save money on your boat insurance, we've been boating a lot more, and I love it. You and me just boating. Boating on the bay, boating on the lakes, the rivers. Heck, with your buddies, we hit the throttle and boated on over to watch that regatta. And I tell ya, we have regatta do that again.
GEICO could help you save on your boat insurance, and that should make you and your boat very happy.
At Sears, shop for new tires at your convenience with extended hours and online scheduling. Right now, buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTS. Visit Sears Auto Center today.
How much is that Dougie in the window?
That Dougie?
The one with the waggly tail.
The waggly tail.
How much?
I don't think it's right that they cut dogs' tails off.
And yeah,
they bob their tail, have a little stub.
How
about a dog looks back and goes, what the heck happened to my tail? They know that's not normal. Try to tell you they're glad to see you. They can't do anything to wag.
Well, no. Yeah, we had Rottweilers growing up, and yeah, they always docked the tails. So.
That's cruel to me. It's time to check in with your pet's best friend, the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, a guy who I think forgot to call us today. Dan had to go find him and round him up. He's slipping a little bit. He is Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He is the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. He and his great staff. And they're brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. I see you're already calling. That's good. For those of you who don't know the numbers, I want to give them to you now, and you need to jump on in here and light these lines up, because first come, first serve. You have a pet. You need advice. Here we go. 314-969-KTRS or toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Ladies and gentlemen, doctor, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dogs, cats, parrots, and iguanas, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Yeah. Hey, how's everybody today?
Did you forget us today?
No, I'm at the doctor's, and he just did one of those bad exams, and I knew I had to get on the line, so I was rushing to get on.
I didn't know you were Russian. You're Russian?
I am Russian.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I am AM in the PM.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work did you have done at the doctor's office?
Well, I had my genital exam, and it took about
your genitals examined.
Whoa!
You had your genitals examined.
Did you get out the magnifying glass?
But I had to get. It took 4 months to get an appointment, so I couldn't pass it up.
You need to get a new doctor. 4 months.
Did you have the digital exam?
Yeah, did they do the old prostate
That's
digital
what I'm
thing?
I tell you, it wasn't fun.
He requested that.
Yeah. I didn't realize you were old enough for that. I thought you had to be about 40 to have that done. Well, that's right.
I wish I was 40.
We have a whole bunch of calls here.
All right.
Are you ready for them?
Popular or something.
Are you okay? You're not sore or anything, are you?
No, I'm kind of feeling kind of good. Actually.
Squishy?
Yeah,
you feel squishy?
Yeah.
Why are you walking so funny?
Isn't that the worst part of it?
Why are you walking so funny?
When they hand you that.
Since I know this guy is a personal friend.
Oh, that's the worst.
You have to go to a stranger doctor,
yeah,
I think.
You can't have a guy do that, then go to dinner with him and his wife.
I know. I've done that before.
Did you bring flowers or wine or anything?
No, that's not good.
Don't they hand you a towel afterwards and clean up?
Clean
like a wet wipe.
And then they act like they're looking away. because it's so disgusting and humiliating.
This isn't going to work. I need a
he
beach
did leave
towel.
Leave a phone number and tell me to call him sometime.
And you know that every woman listening right now is going doing the same thing. What a bunch of babies. What if you had to have a baby? What if you had to get in the stirrups?
Yeah, we
know all that, but we're not you, okay? We're babies.
No,
we are.
That's right.
A lot of calls. Let's go. In fact, the first two in a row are both Julie's. It's a Julie twin spin. So, Julie number one, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Julie. How are you, honey?
I'm okay. We have an issue that we have three cats. We have four litter boxes in the same room. They're set up. Two are covered, two are open. But a year ago, one of our cats started defecating right outside the litter box. It's plastic on the outside.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if there's anything in the litter boxes or what. She will not go in the litter box anymore. Number two.
Yeah, this is a bit of a problem, but what I would try and do, if you can, in your house, is isolate her for maybe with one other cat so she doesn't get freaked out, but in her own litter box room, and see if the lack of territorial stress and that's imposed by the other cats might not help her be more comfortable. And then use, we talked about the product called Cat Attract that is an attractant for them to come to the litter box. I know you can get it at any of the pet shops now, any of the pet stores. Try that. Give her about 2 weeks in a controlled setting with her own one or two litter boxes. And again, leave a friend with her that she's closest with and see if it doesn't start to allow her to train to the box. And every time she does poop outside the box, put it right in and then put her in there to notice what's going on. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Julie. And before we take the next Julie's call, I have to admit something. I was in my 30s before I knew that the word defecate meant poop. I thought it meant vomit.
Really?
Honest to goodness. I would hear, oh, and he defecated, and I thought he threw up. And
I wouldn't share that.
Well, but listen, here's the deal. You grow up in Tennessee in the sticks in the hick town. Nobody ever uses the word defecate. You know, I don't hear that word. So I thought it was vomiting. Well, now I know. I know now.
I defecated all night long.
Crap down in the creek.
Julie number two, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Julie. How are you, honey?
Well, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good.
Oh, the pleasantries.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah.
Well, yesterday I took my cat to a vet, and one I had never went to before. He's 17 years old. And they said...
The vet is 17?
Yeah, the vet or the cat? Oh,
Doogie
man.
Howser? Your vet is Doogie Howser?
Wow. 17's good.
Wow.
Well, he has a tumor in his mouth.
Okay.
And, of course, we can't do any surgery. And the vet said it didn't matter if the tumor was benign or cancerous because eventually, because of the pain that the cat would be in, because of the tumor, he would eventually, stop eating and drinking and basically die. Mm.
You know, most of those oral tumors in cats are very, very bad. Many of them are bad tumors, cancers. So I would definitely, I don't know how big it is. There are some ways
about
you can
a dime
do it.
Size, I guess.
You can actually have your vet or want somebody debulk it or cut it out in part and at least give the animal some temporary resolve and kind of keep it at bay.
We got a little bit of pain medicine that lasts for a week.
Do you know the name of it?
If you would say it, I would know it. I think it starts with a B.
B? Is it Onciar or Medicam?
I was thinking Onciar. Yeah.
Something, I don't know.
The reason I mentioned, you have to be really careful with the pain medications in cats because they can be very, very sensitive to kidney damage. So, again, if you want someone, if your vet doesn't want to mess with it, you might talk to somebody else and see if they're willing to help you out based on what they see, okay?
You could really have it cut out?
You can have it debulked, they call it. So it may not get the entire cancer, but you can get a majority of it that's keeping the cat from eating, okay?
Oh, okay.
Good luck.
I appreciate it.
Julie, before you get away, Julie, I am a certified PVA. I don't talk about it a lot.
PVA,
professional voice analyst.
Yeah.
Julie, from your voice, I can tell you something. You are as cute as a girl can be. Am I right?
Well, sure.
You are the cutest thing. I'm not kidding. I can tell from your voice. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I nailed it. She's cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
She didn't say, no, I'm not cute. I can tell from her voice. I'm a professional at that.
Wow.
Let's talk to this guy whose name is Guy. Guy, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug, and I'm also an AM and a PM.
That's good to know.
Hi, Guy. How are you?
I'm fine. I've got a cat I saved that was sitting off the street. It's about a year and a half old. It had fleas about 6 months ago. I gave it a couple of flea baths and cat shampoo. Got rid of the fleas, and a few months later, it started scratching and itching, and it goes from one spot to the other until it actually gets itself raw. It's a tabby cat, so it's got long hair.
Mm.
And I was wondering if there's anything I do to I don't know if it's got, it's allergic to something or what the deal is. But it doesn't get to one spot. It moves it around.
Yeah, it can be still a flea. There's a difference between a flea allergy where there's a hypersensitivity, and that means you may not see an active flea infestation, and then there's when you have all the fleas all over the place and you can see them on the belly or in the tail head right above the tail on the top of the area where you're seeing the inflammation. That's one big possibility, and then, of course, you talked about flea control. You want to continue that. You could have some other kind of allergic condition, and your vet should be able to get you started on some sort of anti-inflammatory drug or injection that would help take away some of that, and maybe antibiotics as well. So without seeing it, it's kind of hard to judge, but I believe there are a lot of alternatives for you if you'll talk to your vet about that, okay?
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Guy. Doc, this is a serious question. Do fleas poop?
Yes, the flea poop is all that flea dirt that you see on the dog or the cat sometimes.
Mm.
So, if there's a big collection of them, you can start to see the material that they're...
I have just now, on the spot, invented a name for that, and you can trademark this, fleeces.
Oh.
What do you think?
Yeah.
I was going to call it defecation.
No, that's
better
really
than
good.
Flea dirt.
Fleeces.
But I like yours better.
Thank you, doctor. That makes me feel really good. This would be Kay. Kay, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello. How is everyone?
We're doing great.
Hey,
you have a very nice voice, Kay.
Great. Thank
you. What's going on?
You're welcome.
What I have is a 3.5-month-old rescue foster. We just had her spayed. And the day after spaying, she now has a knot the size of half of a golf ball at her incision site.
Okay.
The vet, we took her back. They said, it's just a hematoma. Keep her quiet. Doesn't that need to be drained or something?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what you want to make sure is that it is just a seroma or a hematoma. So
yes.
You remember if you play softball and you slide into second base, and you scrape yourself, you get that oozy stuff. That creates a seroma,
yes,
which is just protein material. A hematoma is actually a breakage of the vessels, and you get some bleeding in there. More common are the seromas, and we usually drain them. Now, the other thing you want to make sure is that your vet is careful to examine that and make sure that there isn't a breakdown in the suture line in the muscle, and you could have a true herniation of guts and stuff like that underneath the skin. So, I would take it back and say, yeah, you'd like to get it reevaluated and get it tapped. Okay?
The one problem we have with this clinic that services the rescue that I work for, we get half-ass service.
Oh.
You get what?
Half-ass.
Okay.
Well, that's better than whole ass service.
Ass service, but
yeah. You need to go see Dr. Doug.
Yeah, you want whole ass service.
Yeah,
we got whole ass.
Yeah.
Whole lot of ass.
We say this on the radio?
Yeah, we just did. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Several times.
Kay, thank you for the call.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Hey, what was it? Hematoma? What was that other one?
Seroma.
Seroma. You know that I knew.
My seroma.
I knew a guy when I was in high school, and he was playing baseball, and he was sliding into home plate, and honest to goodness, lost consciousness for like a year. He had a seroma hematoma coma sliding into homa.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, brother.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Thank you, doctor. This would be Steve. Steve, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Hi, group.
Hey, Steve.
Steve.
What's happening, Steve? AM and the PM also.
That's good.
Dr. Doug, I have a 7-year-old Shepherd Husky mix, and back in February during that bad sleet snowstorm we had, made it home early due to the storm, and the dog, when he started to poop, It was a liquid, and it was like blood.
I hate that.
And he did it like 8 times within 30 minutes.
Oh.
The only place we could find open was the one in Webster there, and we rushed him up there. And they said that it was due to stress and gastrol something or another, and was wondering if you had ever heard of that before.
All the time. I just treated one the other day. They're called hemorrhagic gastroenteritis.
Yes.
So it means a bloody
bowel. That's exactly what they said. And how bloody common bowel. Is that in German Shepherds and that?
It's common in just about any animal that gets something a little bit stressed, or they can pick up a little bit of food that's different or something out of the yard or in the trash. We also call it trash can gastroenteritis.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's a common reason that they get something that they shouldn't have. And our bodies are a lot more adaptable because we eat a lot of different things. But, you know, a dog is on basically the same routine. So if it changes, they start to get diarrhea, which can become bloody and mucus.
Oh, all right.
So anyway, usually we put them in the hospital for about 24 hours on fluids and antibiotics, and they do great. So that's what it is.
Okay, yeah, he was in there for 3 days. They put him on IV and antibiotics and stuff. And, I mean, it hasn't reoccurred or anything like that. And I didn't know if they was just yanking my chain or what, you know. But
No, they got it right. I don't know if it needed to be there 3 days, but who knows? I wasn't there to see it.
Right. Well, I sure appreciate it. Thank you, Dr. Lewis.
Thank you, Steve. You know, over in Britain, when you watch Wheel of Fortune, you hear those terms we just used. The guy will say, like, I'd like to buy a bloody bowel, please.
Oh.
Dr. Doug likes
them. Wow.
He likes them. I think we get one more in here, and that's going to be Carol Ann. Carol Ann, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Carol Ann.
I was wondering if you've ever heard of diatomaceous for insects, and if your dog can take it.
Yeah, the zoos... The zoos have used products like that. They don't ingest it, but they put it around areas so that they don't have to put chemicals down to endanger the animals. And what happens is some of the animals, like fleas, will kind of try to ingest that, and they kind of destroy their guts, and they die from inside out. So I haven't used it recently, but in the past we have used it for that reason.
So I was told my dog can consume a spoonful of its water, so that would hurt it probably, right?
I couldn't hear you, honey. What did you say?
I said I was told that they can consume it, so that wouldn't be...
Well, I don't have that experience, so I'm not going to speak to it, but I can certainly look into it for you. Okay?
Okay. I'll give you a call back next week.
All right. Thank you, Carol Ann. Carol Ann, listening to herself on the radio in the background, kind of throws you off a little bit. Well, we learned about bloody bowels. We learned about
seromas
and hematomas and the sliding into homa and getting in a coma.
Thank you
bunch of other stuff. Doctor, we'll do this again next week, okay?
Love you all. Be well.
We love you more, not in a sexual way. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. Give it up. There he goes. Off to the clinic to save an animal's life. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. If you're taking a cab a lot, the folks at Laclede Cab love that. Every day you're taking a cab. But you know, it might be time for your own car, like a new Chevy. I can't afford a car. We have a place that could help you get in a car, new or pre-owned. And I have the man whose name is on the dealership right here on the phone, John Londoff. Hello, John.
Frank, how are you?
I am having the greatest day.
Ever?
Not ever, but a great day. I was able today to purchase 4,000 rounds of ammunition today. It's a really good day with the shortage that's out there, and I just feel real good about it.
So buying 4,000 rounds of ammo, I guess in a sense, that kind of trips your trigger?
It does a little bit. Well said, yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
Now my boys and I can go out. We all three got the same new weapon. We're going to go out and just knock over a bunch of cans and bottles and stuff and have a great time. And we needed a lot of ammo to do that because it spits them out pretty fast. So it's little things that make my day bright, and that did it for me.
Yeah, the boys and I like to go out, skeet shooting and sporting clay. A lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Now,
sometimes we seem to pick the Sunday afternoon in advance, and then it's like 94 degrees out.
Yeah, it's not fun.
We'll go through 400 or 500 rounds of shells and wonder, man, why is our shoulder hurting the next day? But it's it gets a little hot out there, you know, in some of those St. Louis Sporting Clay and Ski Club, I think, out in Pacific. Nice place.
I have a guy who wants to ask me to say hello to you. I had lunch with him the day before yesterday, or was it yesterday? It was yesterday. Steve Phillips at Ashley Furniture. He's a huge duck hunter.
Yeah. Steve and his brother Matt. They bought vehicles from us, and I met Matt and Steve years ago when we went in, Mimi and I did, to buy a bunch of furniture and for the boys, and I was negotiating, as we do, we negotiate. Mimi actually took the boys, I think at the time we had just John and Sam, and she goes, we'll be in the van. She ran in the van, not ran, but she's like, you know, I'm not going to sit here and watch you negotiate, and we've had a nice relationship. And they'd asked me, my feelings about you. I said I couldn't tell you because they're kind of personal. But as far as the business,
oh, I see what he did there.
Yeah.
As far as the business relationship, it's phenomenal. And that's why I want to talk to you about the Becker family from Edwardsville, Illinois, that came on the lot Monday. And Brittany Becker is a student nurse at Christian Hospital. Which I've been very involved with many, many years. And my buddy Don Zeichen has gotten me more involved with it, and we should. It's a great hospital here in the North County area, and Brittany is working towards being, I think, a surgical nurse. And her dad, Scott, came in to help her. Scott is AM and the PM. He's very, very, very
Hallelujah. Hello, Beckers.
And when I asked Brittany, I said, "Well, what sent you in?" She said, "Well, my dad told me I had to come and see go to Johnny Vaughn of Chevrolet because he really enjoys our spots on the show and said that I think that we'll have a great experience." And they did.
Well, it's a daddy's job to steer his daughter in the right direction.
And now Scott's out of town in business, but he's going to come in hopefully next week. And look at the new Silverado. He wants to buy a truck. They had a great experience. Now, this morning, Brittany had a little situation with her brand new car. She just picked it up yesterday afternoon. Her sales representative, Chip Unterberg, went and dropped the vehicle
Chip
off.
Chip Thunderberg. Thunderberg selling Chevys?
Chip Unterberg.
Okay.
I make fun of the way I talk. Go ahead.
No, it's my hearing. I'm making fun of my own hearing. I misheard.
No, but seriously, Chip took a vehicle, got her to school and work in time. We found out with, of course, our great service manager, Bruce Weiner, this brand new Chevy Cruze, very, very rare. I mean, just almost like impossible that we have a break at all. More or less one day. We had an identical vehicle to what she took delivery in yesterday. She just drove off in her second brand-new Chevy Cruze in 24 hours. And I'm just telling you, you won't get that anywhere else. Now, did she get that because she's AM and the PM?
I'd like to think so.
Yeah. No. Heck yeah. You know, and she's an adorable young lady. And, you know, my wife's a nurse. She's getting into nursing. Her dad loves the program. They told me that he's a funny guy. I can't wait to meet him next week. So the Becker family, hey, thank you very, very much. And Brittany, drive safe, and then we'll see if maybe we can get Scott on the phone next week. But, I just want to say that I think that I pat myself on the back. No, this is just what we do. You know, we just want to make sure that your experience is unbelievable.
Now, let me tell you a real quick great story that I was just told in the last couple of days, and it's a story that was told to me by a guy. And the reason he told it to me, he says, this is why I will never ever do business with, and I'm not going to name the dealer, but it's a dealer everybody knows. And he said, this is absolutely a true story. This happened. He said, I had bought more than one vehicle there. And on a cold, cold, cold winter's day in St. Louis, he goes out to the vehicle and the entire, it's frozen kind of shut, and he pulls it and the entire door handle came off.
Oh.
Now, it's still under warranty. He goes to the dealer and he says, look, and he had to crawl in the other side of the car to get behind the driver's seat. And he held up the handle. He said, the handle came off. And the guy at the dealership said, that's not covered because that's trim work. And he said, it's not trim. It's a handle. It's the whole handle. It's not trim. Do you know they said, they told him that'll be $450, and he said, you have got to be kidding me. So they go back and have a little meeting, and what they came back to him with was, tell you what, you're a good customer, just give us $50. And he said, you just let $50 cost you my business for the rest of my life, your life. I will never. Are you kidding me? How about that great story?
Oh man,
yeah, it is.
That's customer service for you.
You can't put a price tag, you know, on a customer, and you can't put a, you know, for whether it's the very first experience, like the Becker family, or families that I have that have been buying. I just saw my buddy, Billy Wolfram, met him through another good friend of mine, Bobby Collins, Laclede Gas guys, both retired now. And Bill Wolfram, call him Wolfie, been in my house, done work at the house for us when we have situations. Unbelievable.
I've been in your house. I've been in your house when you didn't even know I was in your house.
Whoa.
Oh, you think so.
Talk to Mimi about it.
I can still smell you when you're gone.
Smell you.
You can smell. See, that just didn't sound right.
No.
Still smell you.
Well, neither does. Oh, I've been to your house and you don't even know.
I think it sounds
great.
It means that I went over to visit.
I mean, if you've been there doing some work, you know, I notice when the pool's cleaner. Yeah. I know you've been there.
Well, when Mimi calls and says, hey, the pool needs cleaning, buddy, I'm there.
That's what
friends are for, in the words of Dionne Warwick. Is she the one that sang that? That's what friends are
for?
Yeah,
what friends are for.
You know what you think? Black makes you look a little thinner, but that black Speedo, I'm not doing it for us.
No, nothing makes me look thinner. You want to sell something? Is there anything in particular you want to mention?
We just, you know what, here, give us a chance. That's all we can ask. We have a huge inventory. We ordered heavy because we're going to sell heavy. We're going to sell a lot of vehicles. We have some great prices with the Chevy Cruze. And the lease, $199 a month lease, no money down. You put $2,000 down, it's like $169. It's just ridiculous. So no money down, $199 for a Chevy Cruze. We have them priced as low. This is a standard transmission for $14,900, automatic for $15,900. Okay, you're not going to beat that price anywhere in St. Louis. And, yes, we still need your trade-in. So top dollar for trade-in. Again, the thing you're going to get here, you're not going to get anyplace else. You want to meet me, you want to say hello, you want to shake the hand that has shook the hand of Frank Opinion, I'm here.
And by the way, let me explain to people how I know that's true, that won't happen anywhere else. I went in to a local, not going to mention the dealer, but it was a local Ford dealership, and I said, I'd like to meet Johnny Londoff, and I couldn't do it.
Really?
Yeah. So he's telling the truth when he says, you go somewhere else, you're not going to meet him.
No.
I tried it at a Honda place. I tried it at none of them would let me meet John Londoff.
You don't go to a Honda place.
Well, not anymore. I have in my day.
I was trying like forever to get on the show. I don't know why.
You made it. You made it.
Luckily, I met you at the racetrack, the Gateway, 8-9 years ago. Wow, it's been a long time, isn't it?
Time's flying.
We're having fun. We'll listen. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit, 24/7, 365. Londoff.com.
We will send you some business.
We're open late. I'm running off to watch Timmy Londoff play lacrosse.
All right. Good luck to him.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
See you, kids. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See, never mentioned the Sunday thing.
No.
Notice that?
I didn't even bring it up at all.
Didn't mention it. I wasn't going to mention
it. No.
But how about that story? Honest to goodness, this guy tells me the story. The handle is trim.
It's not surprising.
The entire handle is not supposed to come off. It's not trim. And for $50, they lost a customer forever. I got a lot of great car stories. I've got a friend who bought a Corvette at a dealer in the St. Louis area. That's as specific as I'll get. And he was having it serviced brand new. And he had it in, but there was some little thing, a little bug that had to be gotten out of it, even on a brand new Corvette. And this is an absolute true story. And it was supposed to be ready the next day. And so they called him and said, we're going to need it for a little while longer. Now, he knew this was a minor little thing. 3-4 days go by, and they keep telling him, we'll have it another day. He had another car. He got in it and just drove up there and surprised him. Found his car in the body shop. One of the salespeople had slammed it into the building.
Ugh.
Was out burning the tires and doing donuts and rammed it into the concrete building and crushed the whole hood in. And they're in there trying to do body work, hoping he won't know it. Oh, that's a great story. And you know what? They wouldn't give him a new car. It was brand new. And he said, I want a new car. And they said, no. And he called an attorney, and the attorney even said, there's not much we can do here. They are not obligated. Whether they're obligated or not, as a dealer, I would have said, you know what? I don't have to do this, but I'm giving you a new car. Our employee should never have run your car into the side of the building like that. I love great car stories. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, and we're going to eventually talk to Bill Cleveland and you and Mike Evans and a bunch of other stuff and a really good joke I haven't told for a long time. This is the Big 550, the people, KTRF.
Oh, we've had a few problems out there traffic-wise. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne. Tim?
Well, I feel sorry for the folks traveling westbound on Highway 64 because it's a mess. We've got stop-and-go traffic from the Science Center to Big Bend. It's heavy again from 170 to almost Clayton Warson where they had a stalled vehicle. That's been cleared. And then you're slow from about Spady through Mason, but once you hit 141, it is a solid parking lot all the way out to the Boone Bridge. And that's where we had an earlier accident that was blocking the left lane. Now, I urge you, if you're going west before 270, you may want to take 270 north to Page Extension. If you're past 270, get off at 141, go north, take the Page Extension, and get to St. Charles that way because you've got long, long lines here. Now, eastbound 64, a bit slow between 141 and Mason. On the downtown bridge approaches, eastbound 64 is heavy from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70 slows right at Salisbury to the Edward Jones Dome. Once you get over the Poplar Street Bridge, you're slow from about the Kingbridge split up to Highway 64. And southbound 270, that's solid also from approaching Page down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart, like a deliciously refreshing 2-liter Coke, market side rotisserie chicken and potato salad for $10.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Was your roof affected by the recent storms? Are you looking for a roofing contractor and don't know who to trust? Call Exterior Pro, 636-939-4800. We are your GAF certified contractor serving the greater St. Louis area. GAF is North America's largest roofing manufacturer. As a certified contractor, Exterior Pro has earned a status that only 10% of all roofing contractors have been able to achieve. This means Exterior Pro is eligible to offer a GAF System Plus warranty that covers your entire roofing system and includes special extended coverage, all backed by GAF. And because we are a local family-owned business, we won't disappear once your job is complete or before. Customer satisfaction is our top priority, and we have the testimonials to prove it. For a free roof estimate, call Exterior Pro today, 636-939-4800. Exterior Pro, where your vision is our mission, 636-939-4800. Or visit our website, exteriorpro.com.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big changes in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40 so you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. That's 1-800-663-2773.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City.
Fast forward to 2008, he took a few thousand dollars and in less than 8 months, eight of the worst trading months in stock market history, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD to help take the mystery out of the market, break down the trades and trends you need to know, and show you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 1-800-815-2496 and claim your free copy. Call 1-800-815-2496. That's 1-800-815-2496. Trading carries a high level of risk and may not be suitable for everyone.
Broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
If you've shopped for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest, one-piece, insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your boat.
Hey, Skipper. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since GEICO helped you save money on your boat insurance, we've been boating a lot more, and I love it. You and me just boating. Boating on the bay, boating on the lakes, the rivers. Heck, with your buddies, we hit the throttle and boated on over to watch that regatta. And I tell ya, we have regatta do that again.
GEICO could help you save on your boat insurance, and that should make you and your boat very happy.
Sandra would like to remind you that safety can be a beautiful thing. Right now, lease a 2013 Volvo S60 T5 Premier for only $298 a month for 24 months. Yep, safe never looked so good. It's a message from SunTrip, Missouri's oldest and largest Volvo dealer. More than 200 Volvos in stock at two locations, West County Volvo on Manchester and SunTrip Volvo, O'Fallon, Missouri.
$26.99 due at signing, plus tax, title, and license with approved credit. Mileage restrictions apply.
Extended through May. The day after a Cards win, get a one-topping pizza for just $2 at Sevens, home of the coldest draft beer, always 29 degrees. And don't forget, hotel packages start at $70 per person based on double occupancy. Stay close to the action and catch our free Cardinal shuttle from the only employee-owned, locally-owned casino, Casino Queen, home of the loosest slots. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Sears, shop for new tires at your convenience with extended hours and online scheduling. Right now, buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTS. Visit Sears Auto Center today.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate, and I want to welcome you to join me every Saturday afternoon for This Week in Real Estate, heard right here on the Big 550 KTRS. This Week in Real Estate, a call-in program where you learn everything you want to know about buying, selling, problems you're having, maybe foreclosures or short sales. You learn it right here on This Week in Real Estate. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall every Saturday afternoon from 3 until 5 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All three of us sitting in this room bank at First Community Credit Union. If you asked us why, I'll ask you, P, I want you back there. You don't bank there because they're on the show.
No.
That would be an okay reason, though.
Yeah.
Supporting the people that support us. How long have you been there?
Oh, man.
Four or five years?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dan, why do you bank there, First Community?
Good loan rates.
How long have you been,
how long have you been there? Oh, probably 5-6 years.
Okay. I think I've been there about 6 years. Paul Warner, host of The Yard Sale on Saturday, which is sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union, has been there, seriously, like 27 years or something, a long, long, long time. And if you ask people, why do you do your banking at First Community Credit Union, you'll probably get from most people one of these answers. I like the fact that I know I'm always getting as good a rate as I would get if I went shopping around and wasting a lot of time. They're on top of this rate thing, whether it's the money I borrowed or the money I'm saving. You'd also get, well, I like the fact that they're stable and they're secure and that the profits go back into First Community Credit Union.
And free popcorn. Oh, sorry.
Now my timing's off.
Are you going to get to that, probably?
No, my timing's off.
Oh, man.
Completely threw my timing
off. What do we do now?
I didn't realize my microphone was on.
Hang on. I got to recover. No, I can't. That's it.
Wow.
It's over now. Man.
Well, free popcorn. That's the tagline.
I'll pick it up there. And free popcorn. And if the Cardinals are playing the home game, the popcorn's red. I used to think if you colored certain foods, they wouldn't be any good. It doesn't change the taste. It's just a little coloring. It's still great popcorn. So some people might say, I doubt that most people say I bank there because of popcorn. They like that little perk, but that's not why they bank. They bank because of rates and service and stability and security. I think you will love banking at First Community Credit Union. Hey, if you're AM and the PM, you owe it to us and yourself to at least think about it. Their website is firstcommunity.com.
Let's throw it upstairs now and see how traffic looks with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Well, Dan, the biggest problem is on westbound 64. And I'll tell you, instead of just saying where the open spots are, it's going to be slow going from Kings Highway all the way out to the Boone Bridge. You will hit a couple open spots there, but, man, it's a mess. And that was all due to some earlier trouble spots, a stalled vehicle that's been cleared at Clayton Warrison, another accident on the Boone Bridge. That's now in the St. Charles County side off to the shoulder. Now, if you're traveling on westbound 70, you're going to find it heavy. Lindbergh, St. Charles Rock Road, then it stacks up from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. You're slow again from Cave Springs out through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Southbound 170, that was stacked up now from Olive down through Highway 64. Got baseball traffic coming in, so eastbound 64 is slowing. Approaching 141 up through Mason, you'll find a couple little areas from McKnight into Big Bend. And on southbound 270, stop and go from Page down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report, it is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart, like a deliciously refreshing 2-liter Coke, market-side rotisserie chicken, and potato salad for $10.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan. There's a name I want you to remember, and it's Fertilome. You've probably seen the name when you visit your favorite nursery. Just the sound of the name Fertilome makes you think of lawn and gardens, doesn't it? These folks have a whole line of very effective products like their Weed-Free Zone, a weed killer you can use in cool weather, Root Stimulator that will really build a strong root system on those little flowers, and one of my favorites, Fertilome Azalea Food for your evergreens. Fertilome products are only available at your local nursery or garden center, so when you visit this spring, be sure to look for the Fertilome name, and you'll discover many products that'll make your gardening efforts quick, easy, and effective. Oh, and when you have a question about how to grow something or a gardening problem, I'll just bet your dealer will give you the answer with a Fertilome product right in his hand. So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, its name says gardening success.
Downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lippers and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Hi, hey, Bill. How are you?
Ah, terrific. Well, everybody's getting ready for the American Idol season finale, and who cares?
What?
Oh, I agree.
Here's a nice story. After 47 years apart, adopted siblings just met for the first time at Omaha's Epley Airfield in Nebraska. Call me old-fashioned, but a meeting like this should take place in total privacy, so, you know, at Mid-America Airport. Yeah. There. Actually, they were supposed to meet after 43 years, but one of them flew American Airlines. And homeless people in California will now be offered government-subsidized cell phones. Yeah, that's great. Only in California do you see a person without a roof over their head and think, hey, you know what? You need a new iPhone.
No, I agree.
And finally, this afternoon. Well, we like to share with you odd and interesting stories. Here's one. In the country of Hungary, the country's 20,000 prostitutes are allowed to make deals inside local shopping centers.
Well, that's as it should be.
Although this is kind of mean, the older and ugly ones have to work out of the 99-cent store.
Oh, man.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by, I almost said American Idol, Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company at downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
See ya.
I have completely lost interest in American Idol. I almost lost interest in The Voice, except last night there were a couple of good things that I saw on there. X Factor, is that the one with,
Simon Cowell?
Is that X Factor?
Mm-hmm.
America's
Got Talent.
America's Got Talent.
Oh, I don't watch that at all. I've never watched X Factor once.
I'm done with all
and, of them. And I just saw a promo. There's a new singing competition.
Yeah.
The audience votes live in the studio.
Give it up.
The only thing I will say about it is you really don't realize till you watch these shows how many great singers are just out walking around in this country, mm-hmm. stocking shelves, driving cabs. Some of these people can really sing, and now they're getting discovered. All right, Aminis, we're going to get to the Playhouse here coming up and have a great joke for you. I haven't told for a long, long time, but I want you to do me a favor and do yourself a favor. Before you make any outdoor patio or furniture or outdoor kitchen decisions, you literally have to go to Aminis. They have over 100 different outdoor furniture groups on the floor. What other place is big enough to do that? 100 groupings on the floor, $2 million in stock in patio furniture. The kind of quality and the kind of selection nobody else has. I'd be embarrassed to be in the patio furniture business anywhere else. Honest to goodness. They have the Admini Advantage warranty and a 105 price guarantee, 105% price guarantee for 30 days. They'll explain to you how that works. Now, outdoor kitchens and grills. This is a big deal the last several years. These complete kitchens and granite tops and all that stuff and really nice grills and cooking equipment outdoors. Nobody has what Aminis has. They have the only two North American made grill lines in the market. Infrared technology, the works. You got to see it, folks. Aminis in the valley under the Copper Dome. You can start at their website, AMINIS, Aminis.com. Stick with us. Playhouse coming up 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. In just a few moments, President.